Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
All right, this is our concert prayer for the month of February. Folks, Word of God tells us in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the lamb, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. That's what this is all about. This is a concert of prayer to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of this nation, the nation of the world, and the kingdom of God. Our first item, we're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the agents of Satan in the leadership positions in the nations of the world. God has his men in office. Satan has his men in office. And God has turned all of his work over to the church. Make no mistake about it. God has turned all of his work over to the church. So we're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the agents of Satan in the leadership positions in the nations of the world for a season. We want to do this for a season. Let's pray that right now. Our Father and our God, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne, a people of God, the people of God, and we come asking you, Father God, to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the agents of Satan in the leadership positions in the nations of the world for a season. Father, we understand Satan has those in positions of leadership in every nation in the world. In this nation, he has those in positions of leadership at every level of this government from both parties. Father, we understand that both parties have agents of Satan within them, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, as well as the Independent Party. Father, both have agents of Satan involved. And then, Father, we know that Satan is always seeking to put those in office that he can use most effectively against the kingdom of God and on behalf of the kingdom of darkness. So, we, believer priests, ambassadors for Christ, come before your throne in the strong and mighty and matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're asking you, our Father and our God, to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the agents of Satan in leadership positions in the nations of the world for a season, and in this nation, Father, at every elected position in every city, village, hamlet, state, we're asking you to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the agents of Satan in leadership positions in the nations and in this nation of the world for a season. And we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise for having done that. And we thank you for the privilege of approaching a throne like this. All right, our second item. We're going to pray asking God to enable and empower the elect in the nations of the world to receive their election and adoption into the family of God. Who are the elect? The elect are those that God knew before the foundation of the world would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior before the foundation of the world, because God has never learned anything new. Omniscient, yes. He's never learned anything new. So he is known before the foundation of the world who would, he knew who would accept their position as the elect. So God, we're going to ask God to enable and empower the elect and the nations of the world to receive their election and their adoption into the family of God. Let's pray that right now. Father God, Heavenly Father, we continue coming before your throne, standing in the hedge, making up the gap. Coming before your throne as intercessors, and we are asking you, Father God, as intercessors, we're asking you, Father God, to enable and empower the elect in the nations of the world to receive their election and adoption into the family of God. Father, there are those in every tribe, every tongue, every nation in the world, some of whom are of the elect and have not yet received their election, do not yet understand that before the foundation of the world, that you, God the Father, Christ, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you knew in counsel before the foundation of the world every human being who would ever be born. And you knew among all the human beings who would ever be born, who would believe and who would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Father God, in your word, we see that you refer to them as the elect. I am one of the elect. Those involved in this contrary prayer who have been born again are one of the elect. Now we're asking you, Father God, to enable and empower the elect in the nations of the world to receive their election and adoption into the family of God, and in doing so, become believer priests, become soldiers of the cross, endure hardness as a good soldier, become a warrior for the kingdom of God. So, Father, we're asking you, enable and empower the elect in the nations of the world, every tribe, every tongue, every nation, to receive their election and adoption into the family of God. And, Father, we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise. Thank you, Father. All right, our third item. We're going to pray asking God to glorify himself in the body of Christ in the nations of the world. That's what we're to be about. We, as the people of God, are supposed to glorify God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are to be advancing the kingdom of God. So we want God to glorify himself in every tribe, in every tongue, in every nation among the elect. We want the Father God to glorify himself in the body of Christ in the nations of the world. So let's pray that right now. We're asking God to glorify himself in the body of Christ in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we come at this time asking you, Father God, to glorify yourself. Glorify yourself in the body of Christ, in the nations of the world. Because, Father, we understand that the body of Christ is much larger than we sometimes perceive it to be. We understand, Heavenly Father, that the body of Christ, Father God, we find the body of Christ in every tribe. We find the body of Christ in every race. We find the body of Christ in every nation, from the highest position in the nation to the lowest position in the nation. Father, we have those who are involved in those nations at every level of life in those nations who are themselves ambassadors for Christ, believer priests, soldiers of the cross, part of the elect. Father God, they have received their election, and receiving their election, they have been adopted into your family. They have been made, if you will, Heavenly Father. They are believer priests and made ambassadors. Made ambassadors for you in the nation in which they are. So we're asking you, Father God, to glorify yourself. Glorify yourself in the body of Christ, in the nations of the world, by advancing the kingdom of God. We're asking you to enable, empower, anoint those in the nations of the world who have received Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Energize them, encourage them, strengthen them, illumine them, enlighten them, and guide them, and direct them. And Father God, glorify yourself in the body of Christ in the nations of the world. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. The body of Christ is much bigger sometimes than some of us realize. But it's there, and it's in the nations of the world. Item number 4. We're going to pray asking God to speak confusion and failure on the satanic agenda in his attempt to consolidate his power through elected officials. Folks, you've got to understand, God has his in positions of power and authority, once again, as we said going into this, and Satan has his in positions of power and authority. So, we're going to ask God to speak confusion. Now, we prayed already asking him to neutralize the power and authority of those, but now we're going to ask God to speak confusion and failure on the satanic agenda in order to consolidate his power through elected officials. You got it? We're asking God to speak confusion and failure on the satanic agenda in order to consolidate his own power through elected officials in the nations of the world, because we want those in positions, those elected, we want them to represent God, represent Christ, represent the kingdom of God. So we're going to pray that right now, asking God to speak confusion, failure on the satanic agenda, and to consolidate his power through elected officials in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you, Father God, to speak confusion and failure on the satanic agenda as he seeks to consolidate his power through elected officials. Father, we understand the battle rages. The battle rages not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world. The battle is raging as Satan seeks to exercise his power. He wants to exercise his power through elected officials and appointed officials in the nations of the world. So we're coming before your throne as believer priests, And we're asking you, our Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai, we're asking you to speak confusion and failure on the satanic agenda as he seeks to consolidate his power through elected officials. And Father, we understand that every elected official in the world is either a child of God or a child of the devil, starting in this nation and in every nation of the world, at every level of authority, at every level of power, in every office, in every nation of the world, in every political office, in every nation of the world, we understand, we know from the Word of God that they are either a child of God or a child of the devil. So we're asking you, Father God, to breathe confusion. Speak confusion and failure on the satanic agenda as he seeks to consolidate his power through elected officials as well. So, Father, we need you to do this. We need you to do this. And we're asking you in Christ Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for the privilege of doing so. All right. Item number 5. We're going to pray asking God. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. We're going to pray asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in high places in this administration in this nation. You got it? We're going to pray asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in high places in this present administration in this nation at this time, because I'll promise you they're there. Satan has his agenda. He has always had his agenda. And in order to have his agenda progress, he's got to have those under his dominion, under his authority, under his influence. So we're going to pray, asking God to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in high places in this administration. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we come before your throne at this time asking you to reveal all the hidden works of darkness in high places, in this administration, in this nation at this time. It matters not what party is in authority and governing. Satan is going to seek to find a way to use them to advance his cause, whether it's the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or any other party. So we understand that, Father. And whether it's whatever party it may be, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to reveal, let the public see it, bring it to the light, bring all the hidden works of darkness to the light, bring all the hidden works of darkness in high places, in this administration and in each and every administration to the light. And let us see what it is, Father. From everything I see in your word, you have turned all of your work over to the church. Why? We are the bride of Christ, the church. We are the bride of Christ. And you have turned all of your work over to the bride of Christ. And Father, the bride needs to understand that Satan has an agenda. Satan has an agenda in every nation of the world, including in this nation. And we, the ambassadors for Christ, the soldiers of the cross, the believer priesthood, we have to stand in the hedge and make up the gap against any and all that Satan is trying to accomplish in our nation at this time. So, Father God, we're asking you to reveal, bring to the light, all the hidden works of darkness in high places in this administration and in this nation. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, oh, Father God, please do it. Please do it. All right? Now we come to that time in our consular prayer where we pray for you, your burdens, your problems, whatever they may be. Is it physical? Is it financial? Is it marital? Is it whatever it may be? Here's what I want you to do in the next few moments. I want you, in the next few minutes, I want you to openly, transparently, without hesitation, go before your Heavenly Father and tell him what you'd like to see him do. Present it as a request. Father, this is what I would like to see you do in my life. This is what I'd like to see you do in my body. This is what I'd like to see you do in my marriage. This is what I'd like to see you do in my vocation, whatever it may be. He already knows. He knows the problem. He just wants you to acknowledge the problem. He wants you to acknowledge the problem. He wants you to bring the problem to him. And listen, stay off his throne. Once we present our problem to him, stay off his throne. Give him elbow room. Let him work out the details in answering your prayer the way he sees fit to answer the prayer request, in his timing, in his way. But go ahead and present it. Present your prayer request. He's a prayer-answering God. He's a loving Heavenly Father, and he understands the need. He understands the desire. So let's take it to him right now. Right now, go before the throne of God. Give him your request, whatever it may be. I'll be back in a moment, and we'll pray it together. Be blessed as you do so. Have you made your prayer request? You know the Word of God says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Have you prayed for more faith? Have you gone before the throne of God saying, Father, I need faith? My faith is weak. My faith is faltering. You can ask Him for it. And don't be bashful in what you take before the throne of God. Prayer moves the hand of God. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. Prayer moves the hand of God. You've presented your request. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. My Father and my God, let us not lose sight of the fact that you are God, omnipotent, omniscient, everywhere present, all-powerful God. And you know the need before we mention the need. You just want us to mention our needs to you because you've told us to do so. You've told us to come boldly before your throne. And Father, I fear that sometimes your people are reluctant to come boldly before your throne, not only about personal matters, but about national matters and kingdom of God matters. But Father, I come before your throne right now in the holy and precious name of Jesus, and I bind in Jesus' name every work of Satan coming against these involved in this consular prayer. I come against every lying spirit, every deceiving spirit, in the name of Christ Jesus. I speak confusion, strife, division, and failure on all the ranks of all the enemies of the cross that are arrayed and arraigned against these your people. And I bless your people, Father. I'm asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus, bring healing. Bring healing to that physical body. Bring healing to that marriage. Bring healing to that job condition. Whatever it may be, Father, you already know the condition is there and the problem is there. You're just asking us to bring it to you. So we're doing that. So, Father, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, I bind all the power of the evil one that would be interacting with these ambassadors for Christ, these believer priests, trying to bring about disappointment, discouragement, and failure in their faith and failure in their walk with you. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Christ to cover them. I pray a hedge about them. And I'm asking you in this hour, in this day, at this time, to initiate a answer to that prayer they have sent up to you. I'm asking you, Father God, to initiate that answer and then bring that answer to fruition in the life of each and every one of these who have been involved in this contrary prayer. Father, we do this, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And all of God's people said, please do it, Jesus. Please do it. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this contrary prayer. Until we get a chance to do this again, keep praying, keep trusting, keep believing, and be blessed, be ever so blessed. God bless.